I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97. Want to take it up in lines, 248-539-9797. Get to some Tiger stuff shortly. Bruno is in Roseville, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Bruno.
Bruno. Hey,
yep,
there
got
you are.
You, Bruno.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. Yeah.
I think it works on chipmunks. Yeah. Well, maybe that's because you use the spray. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right,
thanks.
Yep, appreciate it, Bruno. Thank you. 248-539-9797. All right, so the recurring dream now that I have, that I had again last night, is everybody is waiting for me, everybody's watching, and I can't hit the golf ball. I'm like standing, you know, ready for my approach shot.
Yep.
And last night my clubs were too short. I was bent way over. I could not hit the ball. I would swing and miss. And I have this dream now like once a month that everybody is waiting and I'm not making contact, or if I do, I'm dribbling inches. It's just this weird recurring dream that has replaced the getting chased by street sweepers dream, because I've kind of had the elevator one my whole life. I've had the running late for one, and now it's only Michigan games that I have that dream about, and now I can't hit the golf ball recurring dream, and it's an awful, awful feeling. And I'm filled with anxiety, and I wake up and I'm like, what the hell? That one came back. It reared its ugly head last night.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Life goes on, my friend. Life goes on.
No, it's like those stupid dreams. Like I've had dreams where you just have no motor skills. You can't throw a punch. If there's dreams that you can't fight or defend yourself. There is weird dreams I have that I don't have the coordination to run.
Yeah.
there's just strange, weird things happen in dreams. I understand.
Yeah. Well, that's one that I'm having way too much lately. But all right. So as I mentioned, kind of a weird game. Monday, progressive rate, raining sideways, 2-1, bunch of strikeouts. But get the job done, Tiger win in Chicago last night. Celebrate all wins. And the lead's back up to 6.5. The Tigers in the last 14 games, Skater, are 9-5, which is the fifth best record in baseball. Yeah, I don't think people feel, I'm guessing people don't feel like they're back. Because here's the one thing they did through the whole first half of the season. They were following up losing streaks with longer winning streaks. Like they'd lose 2 in a row, win 6 in a row. They'd lose 2 in a row, win 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They'd lose 3 in a row, win 8 of 9. Like they would always follow up losing streaks with definitive, I'm just going to slam the door on panic kind of stretches. And now going 9-5 in their last 14 is probably a little bit more typical of how good teams bounce back from losing streaks. But hey, man, they won the game. There were a bunch of frustrating empty at-bats, not moving runners over, where one of those single thingies would have gone a long way to scoring runs and breaking it wide open. But they won the game. Baseball is not a game of perfect. You have to overcome stuff. And the one thing they did at the beginning of the year that we talked about all through the beginning of the year was they aren't playing perfect and they're still winning games. Last night, they didn't really hit.
No, well, they didn't have the timely hit. I mean, they didn't have a ton of hits. They only had 8 hits in the game and 10 base runners in the game because you had two walks to the mix. They just couldn't come up with that big hit when there were multiple runners on base. And then he had this strange situation where Andy Baños got thrown out stealing second base, and then he's like 5 feet from the bag. He puts the brakes on and starts to run back to first, which, I mean, if he had kept running, I think he had the base stolen. It was a high throw, but right. Regardless, it was kind of weird. But they couldn't get that breakthrough moment, which was very frustrating. And the problem is you talk about non-productive outs. That's what happens when you have 13 strikeouts.
Yep.
But that's the issue with this team. They do strike out too much. We'd love to see that strikeout rate drop, the walk rate improve. But in the end, they got the big hit when they needed it from Spencer Torkelson in the top of the ninth inning, right before the skies opened up. And they got great pitching throughout the game, whether it was Chris Paddock, who gave them a lot, almost went 6 full innings, gave up just the one run on the home run. Tyler Holton was good. Finnegan was great. And Will Vest was great.
Yep.
So that's really all that matters. And what that was last night was revisiting plans that worked last year, the end of games with pitching chaos, when they were able to go 7, 8, 9 with 3 reliable arms, and what they were able to do earlier this year. And there it was, Holton, Finnegan, and Vest. Some kind of combination of those three. I think those are their 3 most reliable pitchers.
So, look, the trade deadline brought a lot of angst. Last night, 2 of their trade deadline acquisitions were decent. I mean, Paddock was decent. Finnegan had a clean inning again.
Paddock was good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that out of Paddock every time. He's had, well, his I should say his acquisition's decent. He's had 2 really good outings. He's had 1 bad outing. He has given up some hard hit. I don't know what his hard hit rate is. It feels like it's probably big. It's a large hard hit rate, but I got to tell you, I'm certainly encouraged by Kyle Finnegan, and everybody should be. He's been better than Bednar since the trade deadline. But Bednar settled down after a terrible first appearance for the Yankees. He has settled down. Do you see the latest on Eugenio Suarez?
Nobody.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just 2 lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time I look at a box score, he's gone 0-4 or 0-3, or you know, he's only had a few hits.
He's 4-38 with 15 strikeouts and 1 home run for Seattle.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna tell you, we kind of called that. Be careful what you wish for. We went through a Eugenio Suarez courtship, I think, here, wanting him, and then after a while, we kind of backed down, and the fear was something like this. Felt like it was in the cards for a player at his point in his career was really, really hitting the ball in a way that just didn't seem sustainable.
Well, there's definitely, I think we expected a correction. Now, I would also expect him to get hot again at some point. But
he probably will.
But the correction is, it's ongoing.
248-539-9797. Something happened last night in the game that has probably happened to you. We will touch on that at 11:05. Gators got a new favorite unheralded Tiger, and we will talk about that at 10:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just 2 lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.